This call is being recorded.
I just posted a new discussion called Catastrophobia. There seems to be a lot of dreams and visions going around of late regarding, you know, large-scale disaster. For some reason, I cannot mute two of the callers. One is a 416 area code, and the other is Mary Crane. And I think we're hearing one of you. Anyway, give that a read. That's a good discussion point right now, because I think what's going on is that deep within the collective psyche, we're really just sort of experiencing an anniversary, if you will, of something huge. And of course, you know, many on this call, if not every single person, didn't even experience any of it directly, if you will. It was just when you got here, you did nothing but get into the records and download the experiences so that you could understand Earth in order to get in it and help out, which is probably a pretty good point to make in that thread, by the way. So give that a read, comments, questions. It'd be fun to get some discussions going on around here. Back in the Blue Emerald days, they never stopped. There were, you know, 500 posts a day in the Blue Emerald of people discussing everything. And it just doesn't happen here. And we actually have no clue as to why. Could be that you're just that much more advanced and you don't really like to talk. I don't know. Second thing, I want to give some direct instruction on transcendental meditation tonight. We're not going to do that because it's too energizing and rejuvenative to be doing it this hour, but we'll go ahead and go over it. The way you set up for it is to get into a sitting position. If possible, you want to do it during the day or at the latest, for instance, 5 p.m. May not affect you the way that it does me, but if, for instance, I did this meditation at 5, I'd still be up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so I'm echoing through either 416 or Mary Crane.
Jason, this is Gail. I'm on 416, but I've self-muted.
You're
okay. Tell me how to mute, and I will mute. This is
put your mouse over the top of your icon or whatever, and click the microphone. But you're not lit up. Neither of you are lit up for me to mute. I can't mute you for some reason. I've never even seen that before.
Maybe they need to hang up and call back in. Maybe it's like it's stuck or something.
Oh yeah, come to okay. Think of it.
Okay. I'll hang up and call back.
Okay. We'll wait then. I don't actually know how it could have been echoing through her phone. That is very strange. In any event, you get into a sitting position and you want to get the weight off of your shoulders. For instance, you don't want your arms hanging. You want them resting on something. Pillows is the best way to do it. Be wearing loose, comfortable clothing. You want to be able to have a pillow behind your head. And this isn't, by the way, how the Maharishi teaches this, but it's the way I do. When you have a pillow behind your head, when you get into the, you know, literally the gamma level brainwave state, which really is just a theoretical level, but I know for a fact it's below delta, your head can dip forward, your chin can dip forward towards your chest, as an example, as though you're falling asleep in a car. And that means that you are in the deepest places being interrupted that way, because you'll sort of become aware again, and then you can actually slip back into meditation. Back in the day, when the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi brought that meditation to the West and founded the university that he did, he talked about deep meditation, just 2 minutes of it as is restorative as a night of sleep. And I can kind of believe that. But it's a more profound and restorative and mental clearing and stress reducing, crud hung in the subtle fields clearing meditation than any other by far. And I've taken it up lately religiously again. I used to do it religiously and then it was just intermittent, but lately I've taken it back up every day and I haven't missed a day for a while. And I'm doing that. I'm not even sure what the higher reasons might be, but certainly for the mental clarity aspect and the physical energy aspect and whatever clearings there are in fact necessary. And it is still just crazy rejuvenative. It amazes me at how good it is at that. So if you get your head leaned against a pillow, you want it leaned back just enough, perfectly, so that your chin doesn't dip forward. It may take you a little bit of time to figure that out. In fact, you may have, you know, wind up experiencing a dipping chin once or twice before you actually get it perfect. But that's how you want it to be. And you want, you know, to be in a seated position that is not reclined. Because if you're reclined, you might actually just go to sleep. So it's important to be just as upright as you need to be in order to be able to rest your head and your head back just enough so as to not dip forward. The way that it is done is to just breathe normally. It doesn't have anything to do with breath. And you create in your mind, not aloud, in your mind, a mantra. It turns out that a very good mantra is the one that we'll be listening to tonight for those who are on computer. It's now associated with Sunspace, with sound. You can go to Sunspace with sound and listen to this particular one, because what it is just a steady om sound. Once you hear it, can sort of play it back in your mind. And you can also just produce your own mantra if you want, and you can do both. In fact, you can listen to the playback in your mind of the one that we're going to listen to. And by the way, it works pretty nicely to listen to the recording that we have now associated with Sunspace optionally. But to get to the deepest place is you have to produce it in your mind. That's the way that it works, so that you have, in fact, a simultaneity of experience, meaning that you're both producing the sound and listening to it simultaneously. The reason it's called transcendental meditation is pretty simple. It just helps you to very quickly transcend the brainwave states. So, for instance, I can go from beta or alpha or whatever I am in just my waking state these days, which is probably alpha, to gamma in 2 minutes. And that normally would take, of course, going to sleep and then getting into REM sleep, you know, a good hour or more. So that's all that refers to, is transcending the levels of brainwave state. That's all you do. You create the sound and you listen to it. And it isn't good enough just to listen to the ringing tones in your ears, for instance. That's another meditation. You can do that one and listen to those tones just to challenge yourself to how long you can listen to those tones without having another intervening thought, thus, you know, getting in your practice for concentration and focus. But I can tell you this as an example. If you tried to, if you tried listening to those tones before your meditation, and then you did listening to the tones after a transcendental meditation, you will have a much easier time listening to those tones, because your whole system will be that clear of anything that produces thoughts or is the root cause of them. If your mind wanders at all, it isn't a matter of you know, punishment or the ascetic lifestyle of a guru sitting on a mountain where you know, you get after yourself for not being able to maintain a focus, because that's what makes those types of meditations be have effort. And effort isn't what we need for this particular one, because this is all about clearing and restoration. And so all you do, if your mind wanders, is just gently return it to the sound that you're making. Just gently return it to the sound. Every time your mind wanders, gently return it to the sound. And you might wind up wondering whether or not you have it right. As an example, one of the hallmarks, the signposts, is if you, for instance, lose track of your hands and feet, but you're still aware, then you're on the right track. And you're most definitely on the right track if you completely lose any self-reference, any self-awareness. In other words, in deep meditation, you don't even dream, and there's no sensory input, and so you're not self-aware, you're not aware of anything at all in deep meditation. If you get to that, you know you've done it right. Now, I know that can be kind of difficult as an example, because let's say that you lose your track of your hands and feet, and then you're, you know, and then suddenly you're finished. But by the time you've, you know, been doing it for half an hour or something like that. And that, by the way, anywhere between 20 and 40 minutes is the max for this thing. And if done daily, it's probably only 15 or 20 minutes anyway. And but if time got by, then you probably did get into the deep place, because then you wouldn't have been aware of anything. And when you lose time, you kind of lose any point of reference as to experience itself, as an example. But the more you do it, the more you'll, you know, become accustomed to what's actually going on there. And so let's see. Let's take a minute and answer any questions you might have before we go on and do what we're going to do together tonight. Any questions about that meditation? Just unmute yourself and ask.
I just wanted to add that it's important to have your feet flat on the floor and not crossed. Like no lotus position is necessary for this. And it works, it seems to work best, like just literally on a sofa.
In fact, you don't want lotus position at all. That's not what you want. Go on there.
Oh, that, I think that was it. Yeah, just a comfy chair or sofa that's cushy. It's very stunning. Like I found meditation still not necessarily impossible or difficult, but this is the kind of meditation that I have trouble leaving. It feels so amazing. Like it's really something that you look forward to, and it's not like, oh, I need to meditate. Like it's something you need to do. Like maybe something you think about as even a chore. It's like you look forward to it because it's that good.
Yeah, finally prevailed upon Mary to take it up. But I, you know, it wasn't as if I had tried that hard. I just, Mary, you really got to get going on this one, because it's the real deal, especially right now. And it, by the way, is under tools. You know, I think it can be linked to in the Mastery Central and also Let's see, in tools or meditations. Yeah, it's under tools and meditations there as well, in case you need a reminder of how to do it. Also, an eye mask is great to have with this one, because you can also precede the meditation by staring at the blackness of your eye mask so that you can begin to trigger the hormones that the brain produces when it is convinced that it is time to sleep, when in fact that's not what you're doing. So those are the tryptamine-related hormones. Any other questions?
Just a comment. Thanks for imparting your wisdom and helping our continued spiritual growth.
Okie doke. All right. What we're going to do tonight is go ahead and use Sunspace with sound. And those of you on the computer, you can just go ahead and do it. If you just mouse over Sunspace and choose Sunspace with sound, and then you'll see in the second paragraph down where it says right-click this link and select open link in new tab to start that sound. Some of you might have to download it or something. If so, I don't know if it's worth waiting to do that. But in any event, that we are all here together in a space that is going to be amplified by Sunspace itself, and balanced, and of course open to clarity and flowing and all that stuff. Everybody else in on the call is going to benefit precisely as though they have Sunspace open. So we're just doing it for you to help in the sharing of it. So go ahead and start the sound right now. And I'll start mine right now and then hurry back and mute myself. I don't think it'll loop, but it might. So this goes on for 15 minutes. Let's just do that together. And Soviet? By the way, headphones are profound for this, if you have them. That was fast.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
As mentioned, you know, that one is actually a good one. It's just sort of Jason approved, if you will, which doesn't mean a lot, I guess, but of using in that meditation to produce it in your mind. You know, you can also just do om, you know, and just produce that in your mind. But that just sort of having a recording of that in your head is handy, because it's got the right tones. It's a good one. It even has, you know, the theta and E and delta level rhythms in it and stuff like that. And so it's a good one for that. And what else was I going to say about TM? If it doesn't happen for you immediately, don't worry about it. Just keep doing it, because even in Mary's case, and she could probably add a point to this, I'm not sure after three or four times Mary has even yet dipped into the non-self-aware level of it, but she's still experiencing a great deal of refreshment from it and clearing. Have you got a comment for that, Mary? We're actually getting ready to take off and go to a sort of going away party for Daisy is heading to Southeast Asia, and so Mary might be away getting dressed or something. That was one of them. So just, you know, just stay with it. Just keep doing it, and eventually you're going to dip into the void. That's all it is. In fact, I think it's interesting to mention that years ago, a superseer said to me, they're telling me that you need to keep dipping into the nothingness the way you do for your refreshment. And I said, are they talking about transcendental meditation? And she said, yeah, that's it. And so there's no question of what it does. Back in the old days, you know, when I first learned how to do it, when I still got sick, because I don't get sick ever. I haven't had a cold or a flu in, I don't even know, 10, 12 years or something. And I felt a flu coming on once, but I thought, oh, well, you know, whatever, I'm going to go meditate no matter what. And I did. And it was already kind of intense with aches and pains and all that. And when the meditation was done, it was gone. And so that was one of the stunners for me way back when. I thought, wow, this thing really does work. And it was powerful in that respect. And so these days, I think partly why I have been encouraged by the higher-ups to get back into it religiously is because there has been just so much draining, crazy energy and fatigue and all that going on. And since taking it back up so steadily, I haven't experienced any of the fatigue, and my energy is just sustained and excellent all the time. I used to tell people that a half an hour of meditation without question replaces 4 hours of sleep. So anyway, there it is. And you know, if you have any questions, just put it in a form or whatever, and also just go ahead and refresh yourself either by using this recording or go back to or get into the super beings and go to either Tools or Mastery Central and just track down the textual description of this meditation there. So that was wonderful.
Thank you, Jason, for putting the sound in the sun space. That was wonderful.
Sure.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
On YouTube, they have frequency of the sun, 126.22, that I've been listening to. Is that in the same ballpark, or?
I don't really know. If you send me a link to that one, I'll go give it a try.
Okay.
Anything else? That got us?
Nope.
All right, all. Good night.
Much love. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.